Blog Talk Radio.
Bemez mordawi, bitna hule. Besma awa wel wemen feskadu sahadu amla kame. Kibar la kalu, kibar la tiltu, kibar la hayrin, kibar la tadamawi hayrin la. Ja, Rastafari. Ajaja weya. Ajaja we yawe, eh? Tembe sela, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Tembe sela, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought is the purpose and a plan. Hey, aha. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Better the imnegere Yehuda Machaber.
Line of Jewelers Society, LOJS. Yeah!
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Don't you give up trusting the Father, for the Father Sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father. For the Father, He's the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Shall thou labor, shall thou labor, they take thy rest, they take thy rest. 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest, they take thy rest, they take thy rest, they take thy rest, they take thy rest. 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, though now we are like a suckling from the breast, suckling from the breast.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the holy day.
Work all week and now it's time to rest. Up the food and everything blessed. Lay back and pull the scriptures out. Family reading what it's all about. Giving full attention to the Most High of creation. He hallowed it and made it a holy day. Separation. To be one with the Most High and feel His essence. Destructions of the world have to be absent. We have to remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat. Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the holy day.
Holy day.
I'm duty free from my responsibility for servitude. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits up on the highest throne.
From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work. Just as it was from in the first, why should I divert?
Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one. It's a way of strengthening their union. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat.
thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
Vayekulo, 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 Vayekulo. From about the 3rd century CE, it has been customary to say the biblical passage from Genesis in the Friday night service. It was later also introduced in the home as a preface to the Kiddush, sanctification of the time. The 6 day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed in all their host. On the 7th day, Elohim finished the walk that he had made. On the 7th day, he rested from all the walk that he had made. Then Elohim blessed the 7th day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the walk that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Yom HaShishi, Vayekulu HaShemayim VeHaaretz VeKol HaZeva'am. The 6th day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Yom HaShishi, the 6th day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Vayekulu HaShemayim VeHaaretz VeKol HaZeva'am. On the 7th day, Elohim finished the walk that he had made. Vayekol Elohim Bayom HaShavi'i Melachito Asher Asa. On the 7th day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayishavota bayom hashavi'i mikol melachto asher asa. Then Elohim blessed the 7th day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Vayavarek Elohim et yom hashavi'i vayakadesh oto. Ki voa shavata mikola melakato asher bara Elohim la'isot. This biblical passage expresses the main reason for the Sabbath. That is, as a memorial to creation, as a memorial remembrance to creation, the Ayreshan. It is first said in the Amida at the Ma'ariv service. It was added to the home Kiddush to enable members of the household who were not in attendance at the Friday evening service in the Knesset, in the Mikurab, in the Synagoga, in the gathering together, the assembly, to say the passage or hear it said. Shabbat 119b. The words Yom HaShishi, the 6th day, or day, Yom HaShishi, the 6th, are actually the last two words of the biblical sentence that immediately precedes Vayekulu, the Vayekulu, Vayekulu, and, quote, and there was evening, and there was morning, Yom HaShishi, the 6th day, end quote. The words are customarily added as a preface to the passage. Scholars note the symbolism inherent in this custom. The first letters of the two Hebrew words, Yod and He, plus the first letters of the first two Hebrew words of Vayekulu, 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 the Wow or the Vov, Wow, and the He, together they constitute the four letters that spell out the Tetragrammaton, the Yod, He, Wehe. The passage here, known as the Vayekulu, 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 and they were completed. Yom HaShishi, Vayekulu HaShemayim VeHaaretz VeKol HaZeva'am. The 6th day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Vayekol Elohim Bayom HaShavi'i Me'ala'ikato Asher Asa. On the 7th day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. Vayishavota Vayom HaShavii Mikola Milaketo Asher Asa. On the seventh day he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayavareka Elohim et Yom HaShavii Vayakadesh Oto. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day. Vayavarek Elohim et Yom HaShavii and sanctified it. Vayakadesh Oto. Because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Ki yavoa shavata mikola melakato asher bara Elohim la isot 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 isot.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because within it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Listen to the birds, how they're singing away their time. Look at the sun, how it shines bright in the skies. Well, all these things were created by the Father. Look at the grass, how it makes your lungs look pretty. Look at the flower, how it makes your gardens look pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, sad and low, all you got to do is relax and feel the cool wind blow. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Oh, flower, how it makes your gardens look pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, sad and low, all you gotta do is relax and feel.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 New York, massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes. I wanna hear it, say yes.
Uptown, massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes. I wanna hear it, say yes.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Send us salam, sabbatical peace. Yes, sir. Rastio, Sabbath day.
Fire, Jah, the lightning.
Study this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Chapter 39. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him. And he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass, from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person, and well favored. And it came to pass after these things, that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, Lie with me. But he refused, and said unto his master's wife, Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me, but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business. And there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, Lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, See, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me. And I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. He laid up his garment by her until his lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, The Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife which she spake unto him, saying, After this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper.
sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat Shem Av Wahabein Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this portion. Before, or are we looking, how do we see it? What is our view? How do we view it? What's your view? What's your point of view? What's your perspective? Heard someone say about linking perspective to salvation, how we see things, you know, how we view things. I'm sure even the psychologists and the psychiatrists more deal with the drugs and stuff, but at least the psychologists to a basic degree understands this, even in their discipline, as it were, their disciples, like in psychological disciplines. When we study psychology, they have a certain, from that Freudian, as it were, modern Gentile, white Western approach to that Freudian psychology. But for us, the scripture, the Holy Scriptures, has that same discipline as well. So in going from Torah portion to Torah portion, sometimes, especially with, for example, this is a new Torah portion, and when I look at the Torah portion, of course, there's some things familiar, I understand, I know, or I've become familiar with it from the tribe and from being a disciple myself, a disciple, a Deka Mizmor, or Talmid myself, as well as being a teacher, or at least sharing what I have learned, you know, with my fellow associates, my fellow disciples. So there's that kind of knowledge of, so someone asks me about any Torah portion. I'm at the particular point right now where I can at least give an overview, or most of the narrative or parts or sections, I can at least give a basic general articulation, overview. Now, for some people, this would be like, man, you really know it. Well, I know in myself that there might be certain areas I need to focus on a little bit more and maybe study, get a little more in-depth in, but I can at least give a basic summary. I can basically at least summarize, give a basic, as they say, the overview. What is the overview? What is, what they say, the moral? What is the moral? What is the moral? What is the moral? What is of the story? We might say, what is the mythos of the story? You know, what is the mythos? What is the moral and the mythos? Actually, there's a moral and there's a mythos. Or there's the mythos, actually, and the morals. Like when the Messiah says, to what shall I liken the kingdom of heaven? You know, or the kingdom of God, or the kingdom. What likeness can he give to the kingdom in the parables? Each of the parables is giving us a kind of a mythos or a symbolic or a symbolic or a symbolic or a metaphorical summary, as it were. Yes. It's kind of a summary. And so for this Torah portion, Y-Yashep, the ninth weekly Torah portion, and this our annual Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this sabbatical strong, for this seven, you know, for this seven. It's interesting because this seven, in this season, the seventh day is the Sabbath day, but this seventh day, this Sabbath day, is the eve of Hanukkah, right? Not Ka, but Ka, Hanukkah, from Hanuk or Hachinuk. Hanak, Hanuk, Chinuk means to initiate, and it's the same Hebraic root of Enoch, the name Hanok or Hanok or Chinuk, 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 Hanok, Enoch, which means to initiate. Or, by translation, it can mean to dedicate. Or, in Rastafari Revelation, we will say to livicate. Right, the dedication of the temple, or the, we'll say, the livication or the relivication of the temple. But in its first instance, in the first context of it, Hanukkah was the offering of gifts, the gifts by the 12 tribes or the 12 princes of the 12 tribes of Israel, the gifts for the Mishkan. The Mishkan, the word Mishkan, see, the word Mishkan properly means to dwell. Shakan, to shakan, Mishkan, it means to dwell, to abide, the dwelling. So we get the words like Shekinah,
everyone, a lot of folks, especially among the Jews and others who are so influenced by the crippled Khazarians, they would say the Shekinah, or some would say shock and awe. Shekinah, shock and awe. Yet we have learned the more proper term for the abiding of Jah's presence, of God's presence, of Yehovah, Yahweh's presence, Baruch Hashem, would be the Shekinah. Not the Shekinah, but the Shekinah, Shekinahu, Yahweh, Shekinah. In other words, Yahweh, dwelling, his abiding, he who be who he be, dwelling in and with we, is the Shekinah, from the word Shekin. The place of dwelling is the Meh or the Mishkan, the Meh Shekin, the Mishkan, the place of dwelling. Our soul, as the bride, as the church, as the nefesh, as she, abiding in and with he who be who he be, is she, our soul, Shekinah. Our soul, Shekinahs, with his presence, the Shekinah. So as Jah dwells with us, Shekinah, and our soul dwells and tabernacles. This is where Sukkot, the whole idea of Sukkot, and Sukkot also figures prominently in the eighth sabbatical, in the eighth Torah portion, reading and feeding, Vayishlach, right, or Senbet Lake, where we have Jacob after his meeting with Esau, right, the reunion and the reconciliation with his estranged brother, right, with his almost like ex-brother, so to speak, his estranged brother, his, when you say unknown brother, he didn't know what his brother's reaction would be. You know, he didn't know whether his brother would be appeased with him, if his brother would be atoned with him. In fact, in the Hebrew, the word used underneath is from the kapar, kippur, to atone. He says whether, you know, he could appease his brother. He's really saying whether he could atone with his brother at one, whether him and his brother could come to that harmony at one-ment, whether through the gifts that he sent, through the through his prayer, his gifts, his appeasements. And finally, there would be war. Now, here's the interesting aspect that the Torah does not overtly address, but this was known to the patriarchs and to the children of Israel and to the ethnic black and brown Hebrews and Israelites from such a time, that there was a war. There was a war between the sons of Jacob and the sons of Esau, between the children of Jacob and the children of Esau, especially after the passing or the death of their father, Yitzchak. Interesting, in the Hebrew, has the older, the more archaic is in the Hebrew, where we say Yitzchak, while that the Yitzchak from Tzachak. In the Amharic, we say Yitzchak. So there we have a somewhat a feminizing or a softening of that Tzedai, takes on the scene or the samic sound, a plain S sound instead of that. So we have Yitzchak in the Hebrew, while we have Yitzchak Bamarinya. But what's interesting is that in both languages, the word Tzachak in Hebrew and the word Tzachak or Tzach in the Amharic means to laugh. So now after the death of the patriarch Isaac, we see in the Book of Jubilees, little Genesis, before we actually get to where this Torah portion, we continue here, right? At this Torah portion, there is some scenes. I would call it like deleted scenes, as it were. There's some deleted scenes from the Torah witness. Remember, the Torah bears a witness, a testimony, and the Book of Jubilees bears a witness, a testimony. Now, Jubilees, from our best study, would be the first document. The contents of Jubilees was what Moses was first familiar with before he wrote Genesis, before he wrote Exodus. Now, one will say, well, did he write the five books? In draft, in summary, yes. In other words, the original documents are the root contents that we have in the manuscripts today. The original narrative. It reminds me of the brother who did the book on the Queen of Sheba. And when he's speaking about the Sheba narrative, and he brings to light the core element In other words, if you study the Kibbutz Neges, if you can study literature, it's like studying houses or structures. When they study ancient archaeology, even the pyramids and some other structures, they can see where over time there were some renovations done, where either something had broke down and it had to be built up again, or if there were additions that were added, you know, for context and clarity and explanation. And this is what we have in the present manuscripts, you know, or the latter day, the reliable manuscripts of the Torah, of the Bible, of the scriptures. Also, when we're speaking about like the apocryphal works, what's called apocryphal, or the works that became apocrypha in Europe. But the thing that became apocrypha in Europe, in the European church or the Gentile church, like the book of Enoch and the book of Jubilees and like Kibbutz Neges and the book of Adam and Eve and other such documents, Maccabees, so forth and so on, were known to, we'll say, original Christians or to the Nazarenes and to the Judaic or the Jewish, the black Jewish church or the black Messianic church, which is linked to the Ethiopian Orthodox Church and the Oriental Churches or the Five Sister Churches. So that's where I will link from the scriptures. We could trace it straight through. The Ethiopian eunuch becomes a very important link, right? That link there in the canonical scripture, or what's called the canonical scripture in the West. Speaking about the 66 or so books is the canonical scripture. So when one's asked about, okay, well, His Majesty's Bible there's the 66 or 67 books, and then there's the 81 books. And why did His Majesty choose to have those, both of those, but to release the 66 books to the West, as it were, so that we can make the case and win the case with better evidence based on the context of the argument, based on the context of the case? In other words, we can win the case, as it were, right, against the errors and disgrace in the Western Gentile Christianity through the 66 books in the Metzaf Kedus that was released universally in 62. We can make that argument. You see what I'm saying? We don't have to go to the apocryphal book in Genesis to point out an error in KJV or in the Western Gentile manuscripts or in their perspective that's based on Genesis. We can argue within Genesis. We don't have to bring in information outside of that, but we have the evidence in the Metzaf Kedus, even in the 66 or 67 one that was released through the Universal Bible Society. That's kind of the point that we were seeking to make to the brother. But this does not mean that we should not go into the other books, but we should do things in an orderly way. I find that a lot of folks run to the apocryphal books, and they almost be like, the apocryphal book is my book. I don't like the regular Bible no more. You see, that is part of the that's what the devil did to make us do that, to cut off our full heritage, basically right there. Not to get into the psychology of the devil. You know, it's enough that we have to deal with the psychology of Esau. And you know what I mean? So when we start to deal with the real facts, we'll overcome the mythological, that which is mythological. When we can understand the accurate pointing of what we have. So Yashab, looking at Yashab. So for the first vid we put up there, we just basically put up there for the short vid we just did, we said Yashab, or Yashab. Vayesheva, or Vayesheb, right? Is it Yesheb, right? Or is it Yesheva? Is it Va, or is it Wa? So is it he dwelt? Is it he sat? Is it he settled? Is it he sit? Is it he lived? What is it? What is Yashab? Now, in some of the previous shanas, we might have alluded to it, but not for this shana, for the Chaburim and for us who have been studying together. It's important that we now even start to begin to make those little steps, you know, to recognize, okay, Yashab, this is the way, if you're looking it up, like in the archives that are available now, with the resources now, then you should know Yashab. Right? Be able to spell it Vayeshev. Yes, it's the Khazarian, the crippled Khazarian. Yes, the Jews who call themselves Jews. Yes, they're the ones. But you know what? For you to get the basic 411, right? The basic 411. You know, because we can get all caught up on, well, it's not Jah, but it's Yah. And some people can become zealous about that. But while you are all zealous about that and putting more energy and emphasis into a case that's already that's already very clear. You know, well, why do we say Ja? You know, well, why do you say J at all? Don't say J at all. But see, this is extremism, getting out of that extreme. That's out of balance. You see, fighting an enemy, if I was fighting an enemy, I would seek to throw my enemy off balance. That's the whole point. Or take advantage when my enemy is off balance. For my friends, my habarim, my brothers and sisters, is to make sure we have a good footing. All right? So this is one of the main things that we seek to do, both for ourselves, that we have a good footing, but then also for our brothers and sisters to have a good footing. And this is one of the reasons why, from some shanas to other shanas, or when we come across a Torah portion, certain parts we might seek to emphasize a little bit more. Sometimes that might be based on what is, it's always kind of based on where we're at. Because many times where we're at, the scripture is speaking to us, the living word is speaking to us. So why Yesheb? And he dwelt. That's what we call the first video. And Jacob dwelt, taking the KJV as the starting point. Now, when it says, and Jacob dwelt, that word dwelt, although the word Yashav or Yashev is used to translate or be translated as dwelt elsewhere, it's more properly translated as, and he sit. And he sits. Literally, it's and he sits. But in what context? This is where we brought forward the wall painting from ancient Egypt, where you see either a man individually, or sometimes you'll see a man and a woman, like a man and his wife, almost like a kind of like a king and a queen. But in this sense, it's basically like a local landlord and a landlady and their land. You know, and what they, you know, what their compound, their field, their possessions were, and it gives a kind of a visual word pick of what was going on. They had people farming, they had people with cattle, they had vineyards, they had other things, and you see the work that went on, and then you see them sitting. You see them sitting while others are standing, working, and doing work. And that gives us a very good word pick of the perspective of our author, of Moshe, of Moses. Because his perspective and the perspective of the Levites and the Hebrews, because the Levites who were entrusted with certain revealed scriptures and documents, and there were scriptures in the times of the patriarchs, like the Promised Key, ask the question to white supremacy, where is the book of Adam? Where is the book of Adam and Eve? Where is the book of Abraham? You know, where is the book of Noah? And it condemns, in that context, in that court, it condemns counterfeit Gentile white supremacy because they have no book of Adam, they have no book of Abraham, they don't have this. So they don't have the full testimony. So that means if they don't have the full testimony and they testify beyond what they have witnessed, their testimony is unreliable. So the Promise Key, some people look at the Promise Key and say, oh, the Promise Key goes against the Bible because it's saying about Adam and Eve and Abraham the leper. No, it's not going against the Bible. It is arguing, right, against white supremacy or the WAS, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant blasphemy. It's arguing, it's highlighting, it's basically taking to court, right, to the public court of public opinion, especially when we look at the Promise Key. I'm using the Promise Key as a point of reference because the Promise Key does state certain things which have disturbed some, I'll say, immature of us as Rastas or Rastafari or, you know, black, brown, and other peoples who might have read it and read that. He says, Abraham, Adam, and Eve, and Abraham the leper. He says, there's no book, you know, in the Bible. There's no book in the Gentile, Western Gentile Bibles of Adam and Eve and Abraham and so forth and so on. The leper. And what we're saying is that in the so-called white supremacist, the whitewashed, the counterfeit version, the Nicolaitanes, the Nicolaitans version, the Babylon, in Babylon, the confusion, there is no true testimony of black Adam and Eve and Abraham and the patriarchs because there's no book. Where is the book of Adam and Eve and Abraham and the rest of them? Now, as we study the book of Jubilees, the Ethiopic book of Jubilees, as you study the Ethiopic book of Enoch, as you study the Ethiopic book of Adam and Eve and the Kabbalah Negev, we find where these books are. And we also find the reliable witness and the testimony. And this, too, must, over time, inform our perspective and our view on the subject matter. So the first thing we're going to seek to do is to touch on the key word, and Jacob dwelt, or and dwelt, and he dwelt. So a literal KJV, one side, the Hebrew, the other side, Vayeshev or Vayeshev, they say equals, Vayeshev in the Masoretic modern Jewish Hebrew equals the KJV, and he dwelt, literally. So the literal first words, or the literal first words here is, and he dwelt. If you look at the Hebrew, Vayeshev Yaakov, right? We have Vayeshev Yaakov, right? And who is the he? So we have the personal pronoun, and Jacob, right? And Jacob dwelt, right? And Jacob dwelt in the land. So this is the first words right here. And let's see if we can get this right here. So, and Jacob dwelt in the land. Here we go. Okay, Vayeshev, yeah. So that's the modern transliteration of the Hebrew. And they have here, and he lived. See, and he lived is not really a translation, but it's an interpolation. And he lived is an interpolation. In a sense, and he dwelt in the KJV is also an interpolation. A translation would be, right, or a direct interpretation would be, and he sat. But then think about the context of it. And he sat. Because in the Western Gentile, I'd be like, well, and he sat. Okay, and he sat. So what? What does that mean? So when you look at it from the Western perspective, the modern perspective, without having those keys, you will miss the fullness of the reality. From the perspective of those who saw it in the right context, they recognize when it says, and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger in the land of Canaan, it means that Jacob sat, he dwelt, he ruled like a king. Jacob was as a king. He sat, he dwelt, and there we get the word pick, the visual hieroglyph. When we look at the visual wall painting, the visual hieroglyph gives us a snapshot. So using that snapshot from our ransom, that snapshot from Egypt to bring out the context. So when we say Vayeshev, Vayeshev, right? And we see such a picture, right? Now, what's also interesting is that Rahel passes away. Rachel passes away. She gives birth to Ben-Oni. She names him Ben-Oni, son of my sorrows. Jacob changes his name, the son's name, his 12th son, to Bain Yamin, or son of my right hand. But what's interesting is that in the relationship of Jacob and Leah, their relationship is not as negative as many people would think. In fact, even with the two sisters, it was not as negative as a lot of people looking at it from the Western Gentile perspective would think. It was almost like playful negative, but it's almost like two people playing. Not playing, but how can I say? It's like, I've seen this among sisters and women, but sometimes people can take it too far. And usually it's almost like, you joke about me, I joke about you. But when you joke about me, I laugh at it, I don't like it, but I'm like, okay, you very funny. Now I hit you back with something, and you take this deeper. You're like, oh my God, why did you say this to me? I can't believe that you... And there's a lot of people like that. It's a little bit of a... It can lead to psychopathology. It leads to psychopathology. And this is what I submit to you, is what happened to Rachel, to Rachel, right, in this back and forth. In fact, if we look at the different characters, Rachel and Leah. Leah was more of a woman of God, if you think about it. In the very first instances, she even the naming of the children, you know, if you see why she named each child what she named, right, it was more or less her relationship with her husband. You don't see where she's saying, well, she's shooting blows at her sister. Her sister, Rachel, was shooting at her in a sense. You know what I'm saying? And later on in the narrative, we begin to see her kind of Rachel turn to the God line. In fact, when Jacob blows up on her about the child and she says, oh, you know, give me children or otherwise I die. You know, you just have to put a WTF there. What is the factors? What is the factors that led to this? Like, what the fact that led to this right here? In her psychology. So even the Lord says, even the Almighty bears witness that there is Rachel, right, weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children, but they are not. And this is a prophetic word. I think we all should be familiar with it, or hopefully we'll become familiar. Maybe this is becoming familiar with it, where it speaks about Rachel, right? Rachel weeping, right? Weeping, the weeping of Rachel. Let's see if we can get it right here. I think in one place it uses 1H. It uses R-A-H, if I'm correct. It uses R-A-H-E-L in Jeremiah, the KJV. So if you're looking it up, then look up weep. I looked up weep, and weep space R-A-H-E-L, and it'll come up to Jeremiah 31 and 15. It says, thus saith Yehovah, thus saith Yahweh, he who be who he be. So John is saying this, a voice, a what? A voice was heard in Ramah, the high place. Right? Lamentation, bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. This is interesting that it says right here in, now this same word in Jeremiah 31 and 15, and we note this because in Little Genesis in the Metzach Kufali, the book of Jubilees, it really mentions, it gives some highlighting on the relationship now that Rachel has passed away, right, of Yaakov and Leah, and how although initially Jacob loved Rachel more, in that, you know, that was like, we could say young love by comparison, although Jacob was, you know, you know, their ages, we'll get into that. But this was the younger love. They went through this experience, so forth and so on. Now she had passed away. And she had passed away while they were making movements. If you notice, while they was on the journey, she had passed away while she was pregnant, and she passed away while giving birth to Benjamin. But an insight into her is what she named her child, the child Benjamin, when she named him Son of My Sorrows. Son of My Sorrows. Now I want to say, well, because she was very sorrowful because Leah took her husband. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, Leah took her husband. Leah did this. Leah, it's all Leah's fault. Leah. Leah and Aaliyah. Was it her fault? According to the true, whose fault was it? Basically, we can say one level, we can say it was her father's fault, right? But then if you really study it, it was Esau's fault, right? And it was not Rachel's fault. It was not Leah's fault. It was not Jacob's fault. And to a lesser extent, it was not Laban's fault. I think it was Laban probably could have maybe... but then, you know how it is back in the old days. Maybe they didn't want to come straight out and tell you. They thought you should have already known. Right? You should have already known. So in her naming Benjamin Ben-Oni, son of my, what? Son of my sorrow. Ben-Oni. Right, Benoni. It's almost like the place called Beth Ani. Beth Ani means like the house. It means like the house or the daughter. And in another sense, hieroglyphically speaking, it could be house or daughter. And the context is the house of suffering, the house of sorrow. Right. But in the glyphs, you would see it could be a daughter. You could put a daughter there. Kobat is daughter, and Bait is house. So she named him Benoni. Let's look into Benoni. Let's look into Ben-Oni for a moment and the psychology of Rachel. Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart.
Yes. Shabbat shalom, semi shalom, dedicated to the Rachels, the Rachels, Yes, sir. Black woman right here, Judy Moat, black woman. Yes, sir. Rastafari.
Yes, Judy Moat right there, black woman right there. Listen to the Relix, you know, read and meditate on the Relix. Beautiful music right there, the King's music. So here, Laban, their father, their daddy, Laban. Name Laban actually means white. It's interesting because some call him the evil uncle. He's the evil uncle. Just say uncle. The evil uncle Laban. Or in modern Hebrew, they say Lavan. Like we have Lebanon, the White Mountains. The mountains were so high that they even got snow at a certain level. Therefore, White Mountains. Why was Laban called white? There's a twofold sense, the Hebrew two truths. You know what I'm saying? But then we can interpret prophetically something in Laban. Laban basically didn't peep his nephew to gain. What was the game? Well, the whole thing about, you know, marrying the older, you know what I mean? The older is married before the younger, even though he had asked and said that he'll work for you know, Rachel, the younger one, nothing was told to him until after he found out that, you know, after the wedding night and everything, he recognized, oh, you know, I put in this work here. I thought it was Rachel, and it was Leah, you know, but she conceived, you know, she conceived. Anyway, touch on Rachel a little bit more right there. They're there for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Straw. Vayeshev, a.k.a. Wa Yesheb, and he sat and he dwelt. In some translations of the Bible, when it says that, you know, that the almighty power, that Yahweh is enthroned, he's enthroned. Basically, it says he is seated. He is what? He is seated, you know, between the cherubim. It always say he's seated. You know, he's like enthroned, the force of the sitting. So what sort of sitting? It may just seem like it's a casual thing, and he sat in the land. What does that mean? You know, from the Western Gentile view, the sitting in the land, you know, according to these times of the Gentiles, it's like it doesn't make no sense to us, you know. But to be Hebrew, the HD mind, you recognize, oh, that's going back even to the ancient types, typology. We even reference ancient Egypt. And it says that Egypt, you would give Egypt and even Ethiopia, right? Right? He says you would give it for our ransom. Right? So this is kind of how we are ransomed out of it, even we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. So we don't dismiss, you know, the Smaitawi, the Tameri, later on known as the Kemet. Don't dismiss that, but put it into a right context. You recognize the Exodus, you know, even the parting of the waters, even allegorically, if you please, figuratively, if you please, like the breaking of the water. And this was a birth of Israel as a nation. They didn't use that term so much in Egypt. That was just a family right there. You know, they were afraid of the Hebrews. They didn't want giving them a religious holiday, you know, to go and worship their way. So we get to look at what the real context of ancient Egypt. But here we get the beginning, even with Yawasaf, with Yosef, Ayusef. And did you know that in the name that we have, even in the scripture, Hebraically is Ankh, Safnat, Paneach, Pa. Ankh, Pa'anki, some say Pianki, but in the Hebrew, Safnat, Safnat, Paneach, Paneach or Pi-Ankh, Pi-Ankh. Interesting right there. So we even have the Ankh right there. It wasn't to dismiss it, but to tell our story, to tell our narrative here, seeing that Laban didn't peep his nephew to game, you know, the old timers used to be like that. You know, I can't tell you about it, right? I got to show you. And that's, in essence, you know, what occurred right there regarding the two sisters. But even Jacob, Yaakov, Jacob and the two sisters, is very powerful within the ancient perspective of what people nowadays might call mythology. Right, mythology as a word, you need to really do your research on it. Up to like 1740s, 1780s, roughly up to that time, it had its true meaning as a symbolic way that many ancient peoples told their stories, a way that it could be universally communicated, you know, over generations. You know, and they knew how to be on code to interpret that. But in the times of the Gentiles, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, because they didn't really have real mythos, allegories, like in ancient Kemet or among the Hebrews or among Shemitic peoples, African peoples, all different Asian people, they all had these symbolic stories that were allegories, right? So the scripture has allegories in it. Right, and even the historical parts can be read as allegories. This is known as the Hebrew Two Truths. But here, let's touch on this right here for this Torah portion, reading and feeding. Here, we're at the ninth degree of this new semester in I&I Sabbatical Studies in the Rastafari Yeshiva right here on the Ian and the Irit. We're at Vayeshev, Vayeshev, and he sat literally. Right? The meaning of that, according to the Hebrew hieroglyphs, he was enthroned. He was ruling in his own wise. They say every man's, you know, every man has a castle, you know, the king of his castle or something of that order right there. But, and he sat and he dwelt. He dwelt in the land, but he dwelt in a sense of authority. His sons were out, you know, with the sheep, the shepherds. And then he put his favorite son, right, from what we can say his favorite wife. You see, the scriptures don't deny the good and the beautiful or even the bad and the ugly, but we should learn something. You know, any fool can learn from his own mistakes, but a wise person can learn from mistakes of others. So we even get a psycho-spiritual evolution. Yes, we got evolution in the Bible, but it's a psychological, a spiritual evolution, right, in the scriptures. And at this point, the ninth degree of our sabbatical study, we come to Genesis chapter 37. Chapter 37, pick up with verse 1 to chapter 40, verse 23. In the Haftarah, what's known Hebraically, Judaically as the Haftarah or the prophet's reading, we have Amos, we have Amos, Amos chapter 2. Focus verses 6 to chapter 3, verse 8. Then in the Brit Chadasha, in the Renewed Covenant, referred to as the New Covenant, in the Adis Kidan, Ethiopically speaking, we have Matteo, you know, in the coin of Greek, it's like Matthew, Matanyahu, but this is a Hebrew name. People say, oh, they couldn't be named that. What do you think? Matthew is a white name. I guess it is pronounced in a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant way based on the Koine Greek, but it's basically the Hebrew name Matanyah. Matanyah, a gift of Yah, a gift of Jah. Here we have Matthew chapter 1, focus verses 1 to 6, as well as Matthew chapter, same chapter, chapter 1, verses 16 to 25. So the portion here, Yahusheth, translated from low degrees to high degrees, KJV, and he dwelt, and he sat, and he was seated, and he was enthroned. He was kind of settled in the land in a good position. You know, like you move someplace, and you're getting used to this new town, this new location, but your life, everything. Basically, you know, I got it. Yes, sir, Rastafari. He leveled up. He leveled up. And Yaakov, Yahusheth, Yaakov, and Jacob leveled up in the land. Right, but basically he dwelt in this land, but he dwelt in a firm position that he could be seated up. You know what I mean? Seated up, had his sons, you know, and all their possessions and servants and everything. There was business that go on, right? The Torah portion outlined here, picking up with Genesis chapter 37, verse 1, Yosef, Yawasaf, Ayusef, Joseph, he dreams of greatness. And some keys here. Remember he said, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars. What's interesting in the Hebrew sense, studying it from the Hebrew perspective, from the HD, that this is the first time that the sun, right, this is the first time in the sense that the sun is mentioned in this sort of a context here. The sun is mentioned elsewhere. It's alluded to, right? The translator sometimes just sort of helps out the readers in English. But here he mentions the sun and the moon. Right, and the 11 stars bow or prostrate. From a Hebrew perspective, the word is shachah, is like to worship. The same word for worship is the same word for prostrate, the same word for bow, whether it's done to God, you know, or to a deity, so to speak, or whether it's done to man, right? And then Jacob, when the patriarch Jacob hears of this, Jacob, he says, do you mean to tell me that your mother and father, the sun and the moon, right, and the 11 stars are going to bow down, are going to worship you? You know, he said, well, this is just my dream. You know what I mean? And his brothers, we know about the hatred of his brothers. All right. So here we even get not just hatred of foreign nations, you know, or enmity or bad mind or evil mind, but even among Jah's chosen people. So, yeah, the chosen people, you know, can slip, can stumble, can fall, but it's how they level up, how we get up, you know, how we rise again. Genesis chapter 37, verse 1, Joseph dreams of greatness. In the same chapter, around about verse 12, Yosef is sold by his brothers. Got to really pause on this for a moment, right? So this same spirit and intent, and hatred and enmity in them, right, also got cast in the so-called white man, or quote-unquote Esau, as some say. But what if I told you Esau is just another kind of black man? Genesis chapter 38, verse 1, Yehuda, Judah, and Tamar. Very, very interesting. Mr. Vegas, you know, tried to go in on the apostle Geno Jennings. You know what I mean? It's kind of interesting, but he was a little confused. It's like, it's interesting to see ones that are not disciplined and discipled. Right, try to go up in the scriptures. He tried to say that the line of Judah missed the Vegas, right? To the line of Judah in Revelation 5:5. Here, as we get to Genesis chapter 38, he tries to infer that, is that the same lion of the tribe of Judah? He's mixing up things. He read it. It was read well, but not understood as well. Right? We have Judah the patriarch, right? We say the father of the tribe. You know what I mean? Like one say, you just like your father, right? The father of the tribe, right? And then we have a tribe of Judah, right? And then we have one who would be that lion, speaking what, allegorically, mythologically, allegorically, right? But in reality, right? Who would be the lion of the tribe of Yehuda. And Yehuda, see, the key thing is not so much Judah just personalizing it. Let's go back to his mama, who is called the mother, right, to Joseph. When Joseph says that the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars, notice what Jacob said. Shall your father and your mother? But I thought Rachel is dead, right? Rachel was dead. But no, who's the mother? Who is the throne wife here? Son, right? Remember, the son is Joseph. Joseph's father, Jacob, is the son, and the moon is his stepmother. You could say, or the sister of his mother, still his mother, in the Hebrew context. You know, otherwise, why does Laban call his nephew son? We have to understand how they use words. Otherwise, why do you call somebody son? But here we get the Judah and Tamar incident, a very, very interesting incident. I'd like to point this out to the Chavarim, some books and documents that the early, you say, Christians or Nazarenes, and even many of the Yehudi, the black Jews of the intertestamental times, some of the older books, and even during the gospel time, what's called like the first century time, knew of such books, the lost books of the Bible and forgotten books of Eden. Very, very important coming up in this season right here. Now, that was an evergreen, a little bit of an evergreen audible that we shared a little bit earlier. Right? But as we coming into this time of the year right here, we're looking forward to the Hanukkah season, right? The Hanukkah season. Now, here's what's very interesting, right? That was an evergreen. When we say evergreen, it was actually recorded, I think a couple of years ago. We can check the data, you know, the data files on it, right? But speaking to this Torah reading and feeding and speaking to, you know, some edification on it. So we have Hanukkah coming forward here, here, here. You know, we have the December 18th, right, time in this season, right, till we get to roughly, what, December 25th. Let me see this right here. We're looking at this right here. Let's just check this out, brothers and sisters. You know, just getting the date right since we, you know, are in the world, not of the world, right? So we do refer to the Gregorian, but for, you know, the higher, as we iridically, spiritually level up, you know, for the higher, we look at our lunar solar calendar. So here are the 8 days of Hanukkah. Hanukkah. What's our time look like on the board right here? I'd like to share a little bit on today's daily psalm, at least from the Royal Amharic, and maybe in the Sunday service coming up, right, at the top of the hour for the 1 a.m. Iowa, for those of y'all that can, you know, tabernacle, tarry with us and abide. But let's touch on Hanukkah. Let's touch a little bit on Hanukkah right here, 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 since we're at the eve of Hanukkah. In fact, the Sunday, right, the first day service, you know, December 18th, you know, should be more dedicated to the Hanukkah. But what does Hanukkah mean, right? Hanukkah. In Numbers, right, Numbers, which is read for the 8 days, Numbers chapter 7, we get the princes of Yasharala, the princes of Israel, they are dedicating, right, giving gifts and offerings for the dedication, as we say in the English, the dedication, the Hanukkah of the altar, the Hanukkah of the altar, right? So often it's referred to as, Hanukkah is referred to as dedication, but sometimes also you hear it said as a feast, a festival of lights. In this season here, according to lunar solar calendar, December 18th, right? December 18th after sundown, right? To the Monday, right, running to Monday, December 26th,
right at sundown. Kind of interesting how this lines up, you know, with other celebrations and holidays that other people, you know, observe here. But let's zoom into Hanukkah, because we had mentioned in that audible the connection with the book of Enoch, right? Hanukkah, as we call him, Hanukkah. But let's look at what does it mean Hebraically, right? Hanukkah. Because once we understand what it means in Hebrew, Hanukkah, we can get a clearer, you know, a clearer definition, a clearer meaning, and a clearer, hopefully, application, right? So Hanukkah from the Hanak root in the Hebrew, Hanak. When we say La, right, Hanok, La Hanok, La Hanok, speaking of Hanukkah, means to some definitions give, like the Pialim gives it as inaugurate. We don't really like that word inaugurate because it has to do with the Roman custom of cutting birds open to see whether things would be good or bad, you know, and it's just the other people's religion right there. We say initiate instead of inaugurate. We will say initiate. So La Hanok Hebraically means to initiate, but it's translated often as to dedicate. This is interesting because in Numbers chapter 7, we get the princes, right, of each of the 12 tribes of Israel giving gifts and offerings to Yahuwah Eloheinu through his appointed priesthood, the Levites, right, for the Mizbeach, for the public altar, in the tabernacle. So they La Hanok, and thus we have the first Hanukkah, right, that livication, that initiation of the altar. But what's the connection with Enoch? Well, in Hebrew, Hanak, which is a past tense third person, masculine singular, Hanak is the root of, as we have Enoch, right? Enoch, Hanok, from Hanak. It means he or it initiated. He initiated, right? He dedicated. He renewed something to bring out that sense from the Hanukkah sense, right? Then we have Hanok. Hanok in the Hebrew is an imperative. What's an imperative? An imperative is a command, right? As we have positive commands and negative commands, right? This is a command, like to do this. Right, so Hanak is the third person past tense. He initiated, he dedicated, he renewed in that sense. Hanok, if I say to a man, Hanok, I'm saying to inaugurate something or to initiate something, like to start, to initiate something, right? Or to livicate in the sense of to dedicate something. It's a second person masculine singular, right? But then when we now look at the word, instead of the La Hanok in the Hebrew, vowels are important. We have Le Hanek. What is Le Hanek? Now, Le Hanek come from the Hanak root as well. And it means to educate, to teach. Again, Le Hanek coming from the Hanak root, right, which is often interpreted as he inaugurated, initiated, livicated, comes from the same root as lehanek, to educate, to teach. Lehanek. So if I say to a man, instead of Hanok, right, Hanok is to like initiate something, to start something, like we started in the fire, like is there a sacred fire, okay, Hanok, like, you know, initiate, start it, livicate it. But if I say to him, Hanek, if I say Hanek, that's an imperative too. That's a command word. Second person, when speaking to a male, Hanek, right, means to educate. If I say to a man, Hanek, remember this is all linked to Enoch, the Hebrew name of Enoch, right? We have Hinek, right? We have Hinek. Chinek is the past tense, third person, masculine, singular, of he or it educated. He or it educated, right? Then we have Hunak. Hunak is a passive, past tense, third person. In other words, he, right, in this sense, he or she, but in this sense right here, Hunak, we have Hunak, masculine, singular, it was educated. Now, this is what we found to be interesting, that the same word, right, the same word is related to the Hebrew word chen, 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 right? So we have chanak, contract the vowels, chen, chen, chanak, chen. This is a part of speech right here that means like grace, attractiveness, or in a sense, charm, right? Or even on a certain level, charisma, right? But we have chen, chen. Usually in biblical Hebrew, this usually brings out the sense of grace, right? Finding grace, chen, chen, be'aynecha. If I find grace in the eyes, chen, be'aynecha, you know, in the eyes. Chen, charm, grace, attractiveness. Charm, grace, attractiveness. For example, second person speaking to a female, singular, right? So this is a singular pronominal. If I say chinek, 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 I'm saying to a woman, your charm, your grace, chinek, chinek, you know, or your attractiveness, your charm, your grace, your attractiveness, right? Now, to say the same thing to a man, it would be chinka, 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 or chinka, 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 speaking to a man, adding that ka right there, speaking to a man, singular, saying his charm or his grace, or even in a sense to say his attractiveness, right, both for the male and the female. Let's touch on a few inflections of the chen. So from the name, the shem, in Hebrew we say name as shem. Shem is the name. From the shem, from the name, right, Enoch, right, Henoch, right, Enoch, we have words for to livicate, to initiate, but also the sense of initiation, livication as education, right, as education, right? Then we have the inflection that comes from this chen, right, which is grace, attractiveness, chen, right? And we also have a few interesting words in the Hebrew. We'll try to highlight. For example, from chen, we have chinam, chinam, chinam. What is chinam? David uses this word a lot. And my enemies, they are enemies against me. They fight against me, right? Chinam, bechinam, chinam. What's chinam? Right, for free, for gratis. You know what I say, for gratis, for free? You know what I mean? For free, like you give something for gratis. This is a sense of chinam, 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 for free, for grace, right? For gratis, for free. We have chinami, chinami. Chinami is an adjective to say something is free or gratis, free of charge. Chinami, chinami, right? Provided without payment, without payment. We have an attribute of Yahweh, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. One of His attributes, of the 13 attributes, right, is Hanun, Hanun, Hanun. He who be, who He be, who He be. Of the 13 attributes, He be Hanun. What is Hanun? Hanun, in biblical language, is often brought out as merciful, compassionate, merciful, compassionate. Right? It's kind of interesting. In modern Hebrew, there's chenun, 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 chenun. When you contract it, chenun. This can mean a geek, a wimp, a nerd, or a dork in modern Hebrew slang, chenun. Interesting how that may have come about. But here, a couple of more words right here just to give example. We have lachon, lachon, lachon. See, vowels are important. There are seven primary vowels, and we know this from the Ethiopic, the G'ez, right, that gives us that sign to the ancient order. See, the Hebrew was a code, right? Even the Paleo Hebrew was a code, right? You had to be initiated in order to understand, well, what are you reading? Because the vowels wasn't overtly, right, written, right, in more ancient Hebrew, right? But amongst those who were initiated, they knew the code. And then we get Ethiopia, Queen of Sheba, we get that connection there, the Ethiopian official called the eunuch, and we get a preservation, right? That's why we point to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews. But here we have Lachon. What's Lachon? Lachon in Hebrew means to pardon, to show amnesty, to like endow. So when you see, when you're looking at the scripts, right? We look at the scripts and like the prayers will say, show grace, show me your grace, right? Or be graceful to me. It's almost like in a court sense, right? In fact, in the tabernacle and worship, especially if one is bringing out their ukaris, it is exactly like court. One is looking lachon, lachon, lachon for pardon, lachon for amnesty, lachon for an endowment, right, of a leveling up. Even though you've done something that brought you down, right, in the community, you're looking for grace. You know, we have like something endowed, like an endowment, right? Lechenen, 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 something that is endowed, right? An endowment is an something provided, like given for free, right? Mechunan, 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 that which is to be endowed, provided with. Now, the hitfael sense is an interesting sense, right? It's lehita hanein, lehita hanein. Lehita hanein is like, if I say like, I lehita hanein, Yahweh, right? I plead. I'm going like back and forth, right? Almost in a sense, a good example of this is what Abraham did with Yahweh. Right, you know, with the Hebrew Trinity, when the other two went forth to Sodom and Gomorrah, where he was pleading for the number of righteous vis-a-vis the wicked. Le-hita-hanein. He was pleading, he was asking for mercy. He was asking for that there would be no payment. The payment, right, would be a judgment, right, especially amongst the righteous. Last word right here, here, here. If someone is gifted or talented, right, Hebraically, we would say, or we could say, mechonan, mechonan, mechonan. Remember, we're going from the Hanan, right, you know, the Hanak, Hanak, right, and from Hanak, we get chen, we get grace for the name Enoch, and even right here, 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 with the Hanukkah, that livication. Now, I just gave you the words from the Hebrew and the basic, you know, connections there. But now when we're speaking of Hanukkah, this was a relivication of the temple, the holy place that was defiled by the Ferengjoch, the foreigners. You know, we could say, you know, by the Gentiles. Those Gentiles at that time was the so-called Seleucids, the Greeks during the Greek time. Right, or the later day Greeks, who later day Greeks, many of them happen to be more of what we call today, linking to the latter day white European people, the same thing the later day Romans. But the original ones, as we get in the earlier parts of the scripts, like the Ionians, the Etruscans, they were melanated people, just to put these facts, you know, into context. Like one time the natives over here in the Americas, they were running the place. The same thing the people in Australia, they was running the place. Remember the Tasmanian people? The Tasmanian people, where they were exterminated. The same things have happened in latter days, even happened in earlier days. Anyway, right here, 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 this is bringing I and I. We just had to segue right there because this is the time and that evergreen audio recorded previously. We thought we had to make a correction, but we basically was right on because the cycle. Right. Every so many years, you know, we have a cycle. Ain't nothing new under the sun. So in the prophet's reading, we have a judgment. Right. Right. This is what we plead. When we know that judgment is coming, we want grace. You know, we want grace. We want it to be free of payment. You know, to receive grace is free of payment. That means free of judgment. But there's a judgment on Yisrael that Amos chapter 2, verse 6 is bringing forward, as well as Yisrael, I and I is guilty. Right, I and I's guilt, speaking for our ancestors before I, and that punishment. We can even point to the 400 years and being under this counterfeit Christianities and the times of the nation states, the Gentiles, and when everybody else has a nation state, where is our nation state? You talk about nationhood, but we're talking about nation states, right, the times of the Gentiles. You see, because when we truly rise, there'll be that full judgment on the other nation states. It's like what, you know, what was said, the two, you know what I mean? You know, these two, remember Esau and Jacob,
speaking about this spiritually, not according to just the racial dynamics. It's the Gentiles that brought race in the latter day racial equation into the equation. We should seek to defeat it, you know, with the truth and the reality. But this Torah portion commentary, there's a temptation of Joseph, which is interesting. The temptation of Joseph. More on that is also found in the 12 patriarchs. That also can be found in the lost books of the Bible, the forgotten books of Eden. Highly, highly recommended. We have a hard copy right here. We recommend the one published by the eWorld Inc. Right? Though you can get a copy, there's other copies, but we don't know if they were faithful and consistent, right, to the chapter numbering. Some other books of the fourth book of Maccabees we read, and some other translations, they divided into more than 8 chapters. But in the more authentic translation, as we have here in the lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden, speaking of the fourth book of Maccabees, as is our tried, our practice this time of the year, we go through a chapter a day. Right, a chapter of day, fourth book of Maccabees. And if you have a version of Maccabees and the fourth book is not quite in 4 chapters, that is one of the freestyle translations. While the lost books of the Bible is translated in English, but they keep to a certain pattern, like King James Version. Not saying everything is completely right and accurate, but at least when you get the original manuscripts, you have a good point of reference. Not like these latter-day Bibles, NIV, the rest of them, that freestyle the translations. But here for this Shavua, right, the thought for the week right here, right, as we segue briefly to today's daily psalm, Psalm 51, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here we speak about temptations, and particularly sexual temptations. Like I said, the good and the beautiful, the bad and the ugly, you know, is there in the scripts. Because the King of Kings teach I and I, the line of the tribe of Judah, right? We should aspire, right, for good over evil. You know what I mean? To fulfill the 10 words, the 10 commandments. If a person falls prey to sexual temptation, this is the thought for the Shavua briefly here. More on LOJS.org, LOJS.org, the Torah portions. If a person falls prey to sexual temptations, right, and this is not speaking against sex as a thing, but falling prey to sexual temptations, one should immediately confess that uckery, that lack, right, that falling short there, right? Renounce it, right? Word, sound, power, and seek to start over or to turn around, do a 180. If you're going in that wrong way, then do a 180. One should say to oneself, I will begin again. B'Shem Moshiach, Yeshua, right? For I am a new creature. I will start over right now. In other words, like reboot, iritically, spiritually rebooting. Cleanse of sin, right? Now, sin, chatiyat, is an interesting word. The word for sin basically means lacking. And nowadays, one of the worst things is the word uck, to get ucked up, right? Or to be caught lacking. That brings out the sense of what we're talking about here, being cleansed of uckery, being cleansed of being caught lacking, right? And rather being a new creature, B'Shem Yeshua, right? In victory and salvation and overcoming, who removes that uckery, that lack. Even if you level up, you know, even if one needs to do this several times a day, right, a person should never give up the fight, should never give up or give in. You know, as they say, what, death before what, dishonor, right? Though you may stumble, never give up the light and never give up the fight. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, briefly here in segueing right here, today's daily psalm right here, some Hebrew highlights right here. Yes, I. Right. Far out.
Psalm 51. Psalm 51.
Mizmor nun alef lam natseach mizmor le David. בבוא אליו נתן הנביא, כאשר בא אל בת שבא.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness.
Honneni Elohim kechasdecha.
According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression, my transgression, my transgression.
Kerov rachamecha mechef
eshamai. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, my lips, my lips.
Adonai Shefatai Tiftach.
And my mouth shall show forth thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise.
Ufi yagid tehillatecha.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Broken and a contrite heart, O God, I will not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy mount, upon thy mount, upon thy mount.
Yes, yes, yes. Those Hebrew highlights right there. Psalm 51 right there with the Hebrew highlights in the beginning, because often they will ignore the superscription. For example, Psalm 51, it says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. That's a very, very important context. Often people begin with the first, the King James Version and Western Gentile Bibles, and most Bibles have it, but Hebraically, the first verse is actually that superscription, the superscription, because the superscription puts it into context, and then we had zoomed in the audible on verse, which verse? Verse 15 in the KJV. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. Because that verse there, traditionally among the Yehudim, you know, for quite a long time, has become like an invocation that's found even in the Siddur, within the prayer. So in the Judaic Yehudi prayer, and even pointed to in ancient times, even before the latter day Yehudim, you know, from 740, even before 740, these words were referred to. So this is like an opening word for the Amidah and like the Hebrew and Judaic prayer. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. All right? Understanding the context of what is being spoken of in the psalm, beginning from the first verse, have mercy upon me. Why is he saying this? You know, for what reasons he's saying this? The superscription points to the context. So here we have in in brief, the Hebrew prayer of repentance, prayer or psalm, it's a psalm, it's a chant, but its also purpose is a prayer, right? Beseeching for chen, I used to call hana, for grace and for mercy. But it's a verse that often catches one's up, especially in this time of the Gentiles, white Anglo-Saxon, Protestantism, schism, the inferiority posing as supremacy. It's with this verse right here concerning where it says, verse 7, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Because those who are carnal, fleshy, can't really understand the true content of Scripture, so they're going to look at things from a fleshy perspective. And white supremacy, a.k.a., you know, counterfeit Christianity, you know, this is how they impose that verse. So that's caused a lot of confusion. So we just share this a little audible right here, you know, concerning the Jacques, you know, and hail up to Jacques. Hopefully, you know, he be delivered out of that situation, you know what I mean? Not be so impulsive, you know, more grace, blah. But he said something important within his tune, cleanse me from my sin, not my skin. When I heard that there, I said, what a perfect verse right here to bring out the true sense, the real Hebrew sense, we the black Jew sense. We said, we use the term white, black, and other colors. We never thought of it as the latter-day Gentiles did. You know what I mean? That's what they talk about, a great horror would befall, right? That seed of Abraham in the latter days. You know what I mean? And it says Satan would deceive the whole world, right? So many ones and ones, of course, when they look at this, they've been programmed to look at it from a carnal mind, right? While what is being preyed on is because of the carnal fall and seeking to level up spiritually. Hear this right here.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
Never left me out. Oh yeah, I'm never in doubt. From all of my pain and all of my
grief. Yes. That's Jacques right there. You know, and it says like, cleanse me. Not for the dirt, not which is not for my skin. Cleanse me, not from my skin, you know, in the psalm that's translated, you know, wash me, and I should be whiter than snow, right? But in the true context, right, in the true presence, perception of faith, Jacques has that right there, you know, where he says to, like, wash me thoroughly, you know what I mean? But not from my skin. Cleanse my soul, talking about what's going on within the skin. Right, cleanse me not from my skin, you know, so wash me, and I should be whiter than snow, not from my skin, but from my sin, from my akri, right? Speaking of the inner, the irritical, spiritual, psychical nature, right? So cleanse me not from my skin, right? My skin is good. God bless me with my skin, with the melanin. He bless me with my skin, but what I have done in the skin with my sin, my ukri, that's what the cleanse. Wash me, wash I, and I should be whiter than snow. Speaking spiritually, iritically, psycho-spiritually, I cleanse me, not from my skin, but from my sin. You know what I've done in the skin. He bless me with my skin. I have my skin. I am black, you know, brown, reddish brown, yes, I, as the earth, as the ground that he has created in his image after his likeness. So this is Adam, the Adama. But cleanse me from my sin. Cleanse I. Why should I be whiter than snow in my soul from my sin, my ugly, not from my skin. Get it right. Heal up, praise be. His divine majesty and praise be to my brother Jacques with that tune right there. Yes, I, Rastafari. This is Rosh Yadam. This is Yadi. This is Yadi. Yes, I, Yadam. BK. Ben Kushi. Yes, I praise be his majesty. God, man, come on. Haile Selassie. Hakadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Veshem Yeshua. HaMashiach.
Possibly rewind and come again.
Yes. So here for the Aliyot right here from the Torah reading right here for this ninth sabbatical study for Yisheb, for Shabbat Yisheb. Here for Senbet Benorbet. Tekemeta, he sat, he was enthroned, Tekemeta, to be seated, but also in the context of to be enthroned. So here, let's ride up with the Baraka. It's going through the order, you know, of the Baraka, Shema Yisrael. Here.
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Achad, Achad. The reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, He who be who be our Elohim, He who be who be Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation then say, Achad hu Eloheinu Gadol, Adoneinu Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy, Kadosh. Kadosh is his name, Kadosh, holy. And dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawa iti ua ne romema shemo. Yachdau, magnify he who be we be with me. Gadlu la Yahuwah iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together. Ua ne romema shemo. Yachdau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, lika Yahuwah. Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory. and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahweh, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Arosh, as Aras, over all. Exalt ye, Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy. Ki Kadosh Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy and Isla. Praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges. Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with his desire and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect him, and of all the Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written, sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol ye, extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver, I live, I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant us, grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, I liverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk. And the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe, all of you, greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he, who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amor Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amor, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amor, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him.
the congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation, the aggregation is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be, Notein ha'Torah, who givest the Torah, who giveth the Torah, law,
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 giveth
the Torah, law,
giveth
the Torah, law, giveth the Torah, law,
giveth the Torah, law,
giveth the Torah, law, giveth the Torah, law, giveth
the Torah, law, giveth
the Torah, law, giveth the Torah, law, giveth the Torah, law, giveth
the Torah, law.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel,
O children of Israel?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the
Blessings of the Torah, before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayeh. Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bekarbenu Mebol Hamayim Benutan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch atah Yahweh Notein HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat strong.
Joy is thine light, and I thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a mount lion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you no read up your Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad. Yisrael, here, Gevir, here for the ninth Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat, Yayeshev, Shabbat, Yayeshev, Sabbath, and he dwelt. Sabbath, and he dwelt. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Genesis chapter 37. The history of Jacob resumed. The history of Yaakov resumed. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis. Genesis chapter 37. Here for the Rishon,
Aliyah for the first reading, the first up offering here for this Shabbat. Shabbat. Vayeshev Ya'ikov be'aretza me'gorei avio be'aretza k'na'an. And Yaakov and Jacob dwelt. Vayeshev Yaakov. And Jacob dwelt in the land. Vayeshev Yaakov be'aretz. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger. Megorei avio. In the land of Canaan. Be'aretz Canaan. Joseph. Joseph, the beloved of his father. Verse 2. These are the generations of Yaakov, of Jacob, Yosef, Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Yosef and Joseph brought to Abio, his father, their evil report. Now, Israel. Israel loved Joseph. Israel loved Yosef more than all his children because he was the son of his old age and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said to them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed." Vayomer eleihem, Shimu na ha-chalom hazeh asher chalamti. Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. Shimu na ha-chalom hazeh asher chalamti. For behold, we, I and I, were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, look, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. Joseph hated and rejected by his brethren. Verse 8. And his brethren said to him, "Shalt thou indeed reign over us, over I and I? Or shalt thou, the I indeed, have dominion over us, over I and I?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. Vayomru lauru echayo ha malok ha maloka tim loka aleinu. Him. Ma shola tim shola banu. Why Yosifu oda shonoto Allah chelomo tayo with Allah di barayo. And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, hine, I have dreamed a dream more. Hine, chalamti achilom od. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me, to I. With hine ha shemesha with hayaya reyah with achada asar kokavim mishatachewim ali. Behold, I have dreamed yet a dream, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bow down to me, bow down to I. Hine chalamti yachlom od. With hine hashemesha, with hayareach, with Ahada Asara Kokarim Namisha Tahirim Ali. And he told to Ariel, his father, and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said to him, "What? What is this dream that thou, the I, has dreamed?
Dream.
What is this dream? Ma ha-chalom hazeh asher chalamta. What is this dream?
This dream.
That the I has dreamed. Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down themselves to thee, the eye,
to the earth.
Ma ha chalom haze asher chalamta, ha bo na bo ani ve'imka ve'achika le'hishata chot. And his brethren envied him. But his father, Abio, his father observed the saying. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear for this Shabbat, Y'Yeshev, Sabbath, Y'Yeshev, Sabbath. And he dwelt, and he sat, and he seated up, and he dwelt here for this ninth Rastafari sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat strong, here for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second up offering up, the Sheni, the second reading here for this Shabbat, Wayeshev, Sabbath, he dwelt here, picking up with Genesis chapter 37, here at verse 12, for the Sheni Aliyah. Vayelkua echayo lirota oto zon ebihem bishkem. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. Vayelkua echayo lirota oto zon ebihem. And Israel said to Joseph, do not thy brethren, thy idren, feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send the eye to them. And he said to him, Here. And Yisrael said to Yosef, why you marry Yisrael Yosef? Hello, Acheka, Ro'ima, Bishkema, Lika, with Esha Lacheka, Elehem, why you marry Laua? Hineni, here am I. And he said to him, go, I pray the eye, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring I word again. So he sent him out of the vale, the valley of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. Vayomer lahu, and he said to him, Lekna, go now, Lekna, Re'eya, Eta Shalom Acheka, see whether it is well, whether it is Shalom with thy brethren, Leka na, Re'eya, Eta Shalom Acheka, with Eta Shalom Hatzon, and well, and whether it is Shalom with the flock, with Eta Shalom Hatzon, and bring I back word. Wa he shereini davar. So he sent him out of the vale, out of the valley of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man, Haish, asked him, saying, What seekest thou? Haish lemor, wa tisha alehu, and asking him, Haish, the man lemor, saying, ma tivakesh, Montevakesh, what seekest thou? What seekest the eye? And he said, I seek my brethren.
Brethren, brethren.
Why, Yomer, et ahai,
ahai,
et ahai, anoki, mirbakesh, I seek my brethren. Et ahai, anoki, mirbakesh, I seek my brethren. Where? Tell me. Tell I pray the eye,
where
they are feeding the flock. Hagidana li, efo heim ro'i. Tell I pray the eye. Tell I pray the eye. Hagidana li, where efo heim ro'i. Where they feed their flocks. Where they feed, and the man and Ha'ish,
and Ha'ish said,
they are departed hence from Haya, for I heard them say, let us make I and I go to Dotan. And Yosef went after his brethren and found them and found them in Dotan. Wayomer Ha'ish. And the man said, Wayomer
Ha'ish.
Nasoa Mizekia Sha'ma'itia Omrim. Nelka Do Taina. Let us go to Dotan. I overheard them saying, why are you leka Yosefa Ahara Hayo? Why are ye mas aema bi Dotan? And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dotan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near to them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, Hinei ba'ala ha'chilomota ha'lazeba. Behold, this dreamer cometh. Hinei ba'ala ha'chilomota ha'lazeba. Behold, this dreamer cometh. Joseph. Joseph cast into the place of death. Verse 20. Come now, therefore, let us make I and I slay him and cast him into some pit. And we, I and I, will say, some evil beasts have devoured him. And we, I and I, shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard. And Reuben
heard,
and he delivered him out of their hands, and said, let us make I and I not kill him. Make I and I not kill him. Vayomer lo nakenu nafesh. Make I and I not take his life. Lo na kenu nafesh. And Reuben said to them, shed no blood, cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands, to deliver him to his father, to Avio, to his father again. Vayomer Elehem, Vayomer Elehem, Reuben, Ala Tisha Pekua, Hashe Likua Oto Ela Habur Haze, Asher Ba Midbar, Yada Ala Tisha Lekua Boa. And Reuben said to them, shed no blood. Alatisha pekudam. Shed no blood. Alatisha pekudam. Shed no blood. Cast him.
Cast him
into this pit that is in the wilderness. Hasha likua otoa illa habor hazer. Bamidbar asher bamidbar. That is in the wilderness. But lay no hand. Lay no hand upon him. With yad ala tisha lechu
bau,
that he might deliver him out of their hand, to restore him to
Avio, to restore him to his father. Lit ma'ana hatzil otoa miya yadam la he shivo il Avio.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Yisheb, Sabbath, and he dwelt here, picking up the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 37, here at verse 23, for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Yisheb, Sabbath, and he dwelt. Vayehi ka'asher ba Yosef illa et hayo. Vayayafa shitua eta Yosefa eta kutanto eta ketoneta hapasim asher alayu. And it came to pass when Joseph was come to his brethren. Vayehi ka'asher ba Yosef illa et hayo. That they stripped Joseph out of his coat. Wayafashitua eta Yosefa eta kuatanto eta ketoneta hapasim asher alayo. His coat of colors that was on him. Coat of many colors that was on him. Eta ketoneta ha pasim asher alayo. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water. There was no water in it. Vaya yekahuhua, vaya yashalikua oto ha bora. We habor reik ein bau mayin. And they sat down to eat bread. Vaya yeshvu le ekala lechem. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said to his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? And Judah and Yehuda, Vayomer Yehuda il echayo. And Judah said to his brethren, ma betzah.
Ki,
na,
ki,
na, rog et achinu. What profit is it if we slay our brother? We kisinu et adamo and conceal his blood. Liku, come. Liku, we nima kareinu, come, let us sell him. La isha ma'alim to the Ishmaelites. With yadenu ala tehiya bo, and make not our hand be upon him. Ki achinu, for he is our brother. Bisareinu hu, our flesh. And his brethren hearkened to him. Vaya yishmu. And Judah said to his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, and make I and I let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and make not I and I hand
be upon him, for he is our brother,
our brother,
our brother,
our brother,
our flesh,
our flesh,
our flesh.
And his brethren were content.
Joseph drawn up from the pit, goes to the Goyim, goes to the Gentiles, goes to the nations. Verse 28, here, Genesis chapter 37, verse 28, Joseph drawn up from the pit and goes to the Gentiles and goes to the nations. Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of kesef of silver. And they brought Joseph to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, Mitzrayim. And Reuben returned to the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he rent his clothes, and he returned to his brethren and said, the child is not, and I, whither, where shall I go? Wahani hana hani ba, and he returned to his brethren and said, Hayeleda aneinu, Hayeled aneinu, the child, Hayeled, the child, aneinu, the child, not. And as for me, as for I, whither, where shall I go? Wa'ani anna hani ba
hani ba
hani ba.
And
they took Joseph's coat and killed the kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, this have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat. Thy son's coat, or
coat,
no,
or
coat,
no,
or
coat,
no,
or no.
Waya shalchua eta ketoneta ha pasim. Waya yabiu ailabihem. Wayomru zot matzanu. This have we found. Zota matzanu. Hakerna, know now. Hakerna, know now whether it is thy son's
thy
coat.
Son's coat.
Haketoneta binka, he, in lo, know now whether it is thy son's coat or not. Hakerna, haketonet binka, he, in lo, and he knew it. And said, it is my son's coat. Ketoneta bini, an evil beast hath devoured him. Chaya ra'a, kalatehu, tarofa, torafa, Yosefa. Joseph is without doubt rent, ripped in pieces, and he knew it, and said, it is my son's coat. Wayakiraha, wayomer, ketoneta bini, chaya ra'a, ikalatehu, arofa, torafa, Yosefa. Joseph is without doubt torn in pieces, and Yaakov and Jacob rent, he ripped his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for Bino, his son, many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I will go down into the grave to my son.
To my son.
Mourning. Ki ered il bni avel sheola. For ki ered. For I will go down. Ki ered. For I will descend. Ki ered il bni to my son. Il bni to my son avel. Morning,
morning,
Avel, Abel, 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 to my son Morning, to my son Abel, Sheolah, 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 to Sheol, to Sheol, Sheolah, Ki, Ered, El Bini, Abel, Sheolah. For I will go down into Sheol, to Bini, my son, Morning, Abel, El Bini, Abel, to my son Abel, to my son, to my son, to my son, to my son, to my son. Thus, like this, his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, to Potiphar, an officer of Paro, of Pharaoh, and captain of the guard, the guard, the guard, the guard, the guard. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here for the Rabbi, the Rabbi, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering, offering up here for this Shabbat Vayesheb, Sabbath, and he sat, and he dwelt, and he was seated up, Shabbat Vayesheb. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, first book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called and known as Genesis, Genesis chapter 38, here for the Lamed Chet, 38th chapter, parenthesis, themed here, the shame of Yehuda, here for the Rabbi Aliyah. Vayehi ba'aita hahi, vayayered Yehuda me'aita e'chayo, Vayeta Adaisha Dulami Ushmo Chira. And it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brethren and turned in to a certain Adulamite whose name was Chira. Vayehi Ba'aita Hahi. And it came to pass at that time Vayehi Ba'ait Hahi. Vayereda Yehuda, that Judah went down Me'eta Echayo from his brethren. Vayeta Adaish Edulami, and turned into a certain Adulamite. Ushmo Chira, whose name Chira, Chira, Chira. And Yehuda and Judah saw there a certain, a daughter of a certain Canaanite. And Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite whose name Shuah. And he took her and went in to her. And she conceived and bare a son and called his name Er. Vayikra eta shmo Er. And called his name Er. And she conceived again and bare a son. And she called his name Onan. Watikra eta shmo Onan. And she yet again conceived and bare a son and called his name Shelah. Watikra eta shmo Shelah. And he was at Kazib when she bare him. And Yehuda and Judah took a wife, took a Isha, took a Eshet, a Oset, took a wife for Er, his firstborn, whose name was Tamar, 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 Tamar. Vayikach Yehuda Isha le Er de Koro Usha Maha Tamar. And Er, Yehuda's Bekor, firstborn, was wicked, was ratchet, Ra'ah, B'ayneihua, in the sight of Jehovah. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, slew him, and Jehovah deaded on him. Vayamitehu, Yahuwah. And Yehuda and Judah said to Onan, go in to thy brother's wife, thy brother's Isha, Eshet, Oset, and marry her, and raise up seed to thy brother. Vayomer Yehuda, le Onan, bo illa Esheta achika, we yabem otah, we ha'aim, Zara'a Le'achika. Go in to thy brother's wife, Bo il Aisheta Achika, and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her. With ya beima otaha with hat eima zara'a le achika 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 achika, and raise up seed. And raise up seed to thy brother, brother, to Achika, ka, ka. And Onan knew that the seed should not be his. And it came to pass when he went in to his brother's Aishet, Oset, his brother's wife, that he spilt it on the ground, lest that he should give seed to his brother. And the thing, which he did displease Jehovah, wherefore he slew him also. Then said Judah to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, remain a widow at thy father's house, thy father's bait, till Shelah, Bini, my son, be grown. For he said, lest peradventure, perhaps, he die also, as his brethren did. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's bait, in her father's house. Vayomer Yehuda, le Tamara, kalato, shvi, almana, beita, vik, abich, ada, Yigdala Shela Vini Kiamar Tenna Yamuta Gamahu K e Hayo Wa Telek Tamar Wa Tesheb Beita Abiha. Remain a widow in thy father's house till Shela, my son, be grown up. For he said, lest he also die like his brethren. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's bait, in her father's house. And in process of time of Iowa, the daughter of Shua, Yehuda's Aishet, Yehuda's Oset, Yehuda's wife, died. And Yehuda and Judah was comforted and went up to his sheep shearers, to Timnat, he and his friend, Hira, the Adullamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, behold, thy father-in-law goeth up to Timnat to shear his sheep. Why you gada lit Tamara leimora? Hine chamik ole timanatah la goza sono. And she put her widow's garment off from her and covered her with a veil and wrapped herself and sat in an open place, which is by the way to Timnat. For she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given to him, Leisha, and she was not given to him to wife. Wa tasara bigdeya ala menua taha meya aleha wata kasa kas a if wa tita alaf wa te sheba bi fe kah aya naim asher ala dareka tima nataha kia ra itaha Kia Gadella Shela with he lo nitna loa le isha. And she put off from her the garments of her widowhood and covered herself with a veil and wrapped herself and sat in the entrance of Einaim and sat in the entrance of Einaim. Watashev B'fetach Ainayin, which is by the way to Timnah, for she saw that Shelah was grown up, and she was not given to him to wife. Wehi lo nitanah lo
le'isha.
When Judah saw her, he thought her to be a harlot because she had covered her face. Vayire'eha Yehuda. Vayayachesheveha li'zona kiya kisataha paneha. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be lizona. He thought her to be a harlot. Vayachesheveha li'zona. For she had covered her face. Kiya kisataha paneha. And he turned to her by the way and said, go to, I pray thy, let me make I come in to thee, I. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, what wilt thou give me that thou mayest come in to me, that thou mayest come in to I? Vayetai lehaila haderek. And he turned to her by the way, vayomer, and said, Havana, Havana, come, I pray the eye. Havana, Abo Laik, Abo Laik, let me make I come into thee. Abo Laik, Ki lo yada'a, Kiya kalato hi. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. Ki lo yada'a ki kalato he. And she said, Watomer, ma titenli, what wilt thou give me? Ma titenli ki tabo elai, that thou may come into I. Ma titenli kia tavo helai. And he said, I will send thee a kid from the flock. And she said, wilt thou give me a pledge, till thou send? Vayomer anoki e shalach. And he said, I will send thee anoki e shalach. Ishalach gidiya azim mina hatson. I will send thee a kid of the goats from the flock. Anoki ishalach gidiya azim mina hatson. And she said, Watomer, wilt thou give me a pledge till thou send it? Im titain Aya Ravon Ada Shalacheka. And he said, What pledge shall I give the eye? Vayomer Ma Ha Ravon Asher Etena Lach. What pledge shall I give the eye? And she said, Vatomer, thy signet and thy bracelets, and thy staff that in thy hand. And he gave her, and came in to her, and she conceived by him. Watomer, chotamka, the eye signet, ufa tileka, and thy cord, ua matneka, and thy staff, asher beyadeka, that is in thy hand. Watitena laha, and he gave them ha. Wayabo leha, and came into ha. Watahara lawu, and she conceived by him. And she arose and went away, and laid by her veil from her, and put on the garments of her widowhood. And Yehuda and Judah sent the kid by the hand of his friend, the Adullamite, to receive pledge from the woman's hand. But he found her not. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, where is the harlot that was openly by the wayside? And they said, there was no harlot in this place.
Waisha'ala eta ansheya mekomaha leimora. Ayehe ha'kedesha. Then he asked the man of that place, saying, where is the harlot? Where is ha'kedesha? Where is the kedesha? Where is the sacred temple prostitute? The kedesha, the harlot, the temple harlot, the prostitute, the that was at Ainaim by the wayside. Aye hakedesha hi be Ainaim Allah ha darek. Wayomru, and they said, Wayomru, and they said, there has been no kedesha, no kedesha, no harlot, no sacred harlot, no sacred prostitute here. Wayomru, lo. Haytaha baze kedesha, 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 kedesha. And he returned to Yehuda and said, I cannot find her. And also the men of the place said that there was no harlot in this, in this, in this, in this, in this, in this. Wayashab, 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 wayashab il Yehuda, and he returned to Yehuda. Wayashava illa Yehuda wayomera lo mitzatiha, and said, lo mitzatiha, I have not found ha, ha, ha. And also the man of the place said, wagam anshe ha makom amru lo hayta bazek kedesha. There have been no kedesha, no harlot, no sacred prostitute here. And Yehuda and Judah said, let her take to her, lest we be shamed. Behold, I sent this kid, and thou I hast not found her. Wayomer Yehuda, tikach laha pena nihye labuz. Hine shalachti hagdiya hazeh ve'ata lo mitzataha. Judah said, let her take it. Wayomer Yehuda, tikach laha, let her take it. Tikach laha, lest pen, unless, least pen, nihyeh labuz, lest we be put to shame. Pen nihyeh labuz. Hine, behold. Behold, look, see, here it is. Hine, shalachti, I sent a hagdi hazeh, I sent this kid. Ata lo mitzataha, and thou the eye hast not found her. And it came to pass about 3 months after that it was told Judah, Yehuda, saying, Tamar, thy daughter-in-law hath played the harlot, the zona, and also, behold, she was child by Hodom, by whoredom. And Yehuda and Judah said, bring her forth and let her be burnt. Let her be burnt. Let her be burnt. Why he? Ka Mishalosha Chodashi. Man, it came to pass about 3 moons, about 3 months after. Why he? Ka Mishalosha Chodashi. That it was told Judah, Yehuda. Why are you gada lihuda? Saying, Leimor, Zantaha Tamara, Kalateka Tamar, thy daughter-in-law has played the harlot, has played the zona. Zantaha Tamara, Kalateka, Kalateka, thy daughter-in-law, Zantaha Tamara, Tamar, thy daughter-in-law, have played the harlot. Wigam, and moreover, hine, behold, hine, hara, liza nunim, behold, she is with child by harlot tree. Hine, hara, liza nunim. Wayomer Yehuda and Judah said, hotzi uha. Hotse uha, we tiasaref,
bring her forth. Hotsu ha, bring her forward. Hotsu ha, with tsaref, and let her be burnt, 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 burnt. When she brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, by the man whose these are, I was child. And she said, discern, I pray thee, I, whose are these, the signet and bracelets and staff. He moves eight when she was brought forth, forward. He, she, moves eight, moves at. He moves at when she was brought forth. Wehi shalha hila ha niha. She sent to her father-in-law. Wehi shalha illa hamiha. She sent her father-in-law Lamor, saying, Leish asharel lo anokiara wa tomer hakerna lmi ha hotemeta we ha petlima we ha mate haile, by the man whose these are. By the man, by the man, by the man, am I with child? Leish asher eile lau anoki anoki harah. I am with child. And she said, Watomer, Tomer, Tomer, Hakerna, let me discern. Discern, I pray the eye. For who? Hakarna, lemi, ha chotemet. Whose these are, the signet. Ha chotemet, the chotemet, the signet. With ha pitalim, and the cords. Ha pitalim. With ha mateh, and the staff. Ha ele, these. And Yehuda and Judah acknowledged her and said, she hath been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah b'ni, Shelah my son. And he knew her again no more. Wayakir Yehuda, and Judah acknowledged them. Wayakir Yehuda wayomer, and said, Tzadikah, mimeni, she is more righteous, mimeni, from I than I. Tzadikah, mimeni, for as much as I gave her not to Shelah, my son. Ki alken, lo netatiha l'Shelah b'ni, 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 for as much as I gave her not to Shelah, my son, my son, my son. Ulo yasafo oda li da itaha, and he knew her again no more. Wayihi ba'ita li dataha, and it came to pass in the time of her travail. Wayihi ba'ita li dataha, that behold, wihine twins, wihine Teomim, Teomim, twins, Teomim, Bitanaha, were in her womb. Teomim, Bitanaha, were in her womb. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife, Hameyaledet, and the Meyaledet, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, Ze yatsa rishona, this came out first. And it came to pass, as he drew back his hand, that hine, behold, his brother came out. And she said, how hast thou, the eye, broken forth? Ma,
paratata aleka paretsa waikrashmo paret. This breach upon thee. Therefore, his name was called Pharez. And she said, Watomer ma paratata aleka. How hast thou broken forth? Breach, breach upon the Paretz. Therefore, his name was called Paretz, Faretz, Watikra Shemo Paretz. And afterward came out his brother, Achio, that had the scarlet thread upon Yado, his hand. And his name was called Zara. Waikra Shemo Zarach, 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 Zarach.
Yes, yes, yes. Preparing the breach right here, here, here. After the Shabbat podcast fulfilled right here, here, here. A little bit on over right here. Sunday service, first day service, Shavuot Tov, Harim, Shavuot Tov, a good strong seven, Melkam Ehud, Yom HaRishon Tov, a good first day. First day service beginning right here, 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 more of this Hebrew drama. Twins again, Tomim, interesting. Yeah, 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 Hebrew baby mama drama. Stay tuned, calling, 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 Rastafari Israelites, about to begin right about now. Yes, I, Shalom.